the life out the party. I can't stop partying, partying. I can't stop partying, partying. I gotta have Patron. I gotta have the beat. I gotta have a lot of pretty girls around me. Oh, I can't stop partying, partying. I can't stop partying, partying. I gotta have the cause. I gotta have the juice. And if you was me, honey, you would do it too. Can't
Okay, that right there, of course, is You Say Party, We Say Die. And I'm sure you've heard the brutal news is that, yes, I'm so sad to talk about it, but the drummer from You Say Party, We Say Die has died since I did my last show, which was 2 weeks ago. By the way, my name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM. And yeah, I was horrified. I was driving around Sunday morning, so a week and a half ago, and I heard, like, on the radio station News 1130. That's how punk rock I am, right? So I'm listening to news radio, and I heard the news that he died. Apparently, it was from a brain hemorrhage. Now, whether it was an aneurysm or not, I'm not quite sure, but it had been undiagnosed, and the most weirdest way you can go was actually, this is how it happened. It happened the Friday before, so 12 days ago. They are playing their homecoming show at the Rickshaw here in Vancouver, on the downtown east side, and the band were six songs into their set, and he collapsed right at his drum kit, apparently slouched over in the middle of their show. Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine the horror. So anyways, Devin Clifford of You Say Party, We Say Die, unfortunately did die at the age of almost 30. He didn't quite make it to his 30th birthday. And he had been in the band since 05. And previous to that, he was actually the drummer for Cadeau, which I didn't know. And I was always a fan of Cadeau. And now Cadeau were around. They broke up right when Devin left Cadeau to join You Say Party, We Say Die. And they had been around Cadeau for 2 or 3 years. You Say Party, We Say Die are a band out of Abbotsford. They were formed back in 03, 04, around then. They play their first show in 04. And they, since that time, have they've built up a lot of success. They've toured all over Europe, including Europe, all over the place. I feel like crying. So anyways, let's continue. I didn't even know him, and I'm so sad. No, it's just interesting because I myself was in a band, and I was not the drummer. And I'm only putting myself in their shoes to imagine what I can't is what I'm trying to say. Imagine that situation occurring, right? Like, and I myself was, God, I was exactly that age when we were on one of our big tours. And so I was 29 going on 30. I remember I celebrated my 30th birthday in Sudbury, Ontario. Yes, the glory, you know. Anyways, my heart goes out to you all. Okay, let's play something else from these guys. What do we got here? A compilation. We are going to listen to something. Now, what happened to my CD here? I'm a little disfocused here, unfocused. Okay, I'm going to play us another You Say Party, We Say Die song. This is off a compilation from Paper Bag Records, which is their label. It's called The 7-Year Itch, and it is anniversary covers. That's what it is. So the You Say Party, We Say Die song is actually a cover of Rick Agnew, and it is called Falling Out. So let me put this back into the CD player because I had to take it out because I couldn't find the cover. And then we shall move on. Okay, anyways, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. We are located here on the campus of UBC. And this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is focused on Canadian music. So I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Tuesday, or sorry, every second Wednesday. So that's what I do. And that's what you're going to be listening to until 8 o'clock. Here you go. You Say Party, We Say Die on CITR. I was almost going to say the Primrods, but no, that is the Summer Lad from the album Blue Skinned. We heard the song Coma Kids. These guys are out of Calgary, and this is their fourth album, and I love them. They are awesome. They actually are a three-piece. Now, interestingly enough, one of the guys is from the band The Primrods. Do you all remember The Primrods? Because I do. The Primrods rocked, and I used to play them sometimes, and I should really dig out some old Primrod stuff, but they actually were very short-lived on Geffen Records. Right, so they were on Geffen. And yeah, so anyways, there we go. I'm loving this album so far. It's called Blue Skinned, and that is The Summer Lad. All right, now before The Summer Lad, we heard, let me just see here, Wolf Parade. Wolf Parade, of course, out of Montreal. The name of the song was Soldier's Grin, off their most recent album, At Mount Zoomer. Now, this album as well is another sub-pop release. And before that, we heard the song Falling Out from, let's see, the compilation, which is called The 7-Year Itch, which is actually a Paper Bag Records compilation. And the band was You Say Party, We Say Die. And yes, so sad, so sad. Anyways, best wishes to all of you who were friends with Devin Clifford. I wasn't, but what a loss. 29, almost 30 years old, the drummer. Just to recap, yes, he died almost he died Sunday, so a week and a half ago, from a massive brain hemorrhage. Okay, so anyways, my name is Anita B, and this here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and we're going to hear some more music, of course. Now, I think we're going to hear something from Wood Pigeon. I'm liking this band a lot. So Wood Pigeon, they have a new album out. It is on Boompa Records. Now, for all I know, this could be their first, so when I say a new album out. Let's see. What can I tell you about Wood Pigeon? Well, I could tell you that the name of the new album is called Die Stadt Musikanten. And let's hear, let's see if I got my CD working here. Oh God, sometimes the CD players here are a little bit weird. Okay, so we're going to hear the song, let's see. Morning Side. So song number 4 off of their newest album, once this CD player decides to work, which it's not. So let me try this in a different CD player. Anyways, by the way, in an hour and 5 minutes, Val's show comes up. That would be Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis, so stay tuned for that. She's here from 8 until 10. Oh, here we go. We're good. Okay, so we're going to hear the song. Yeah, Morningside. Okay, here we go. This right here is Wood Pigeon, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Day you lay.
you say 100 die. I say that that's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. Tip of Erie's lip, there is a little park we used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. When the sun went dark, the water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Swimmers, they die. All the saints. Thank you.
taking test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyvan.com.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
Okay, well, I'm having some technical difficulties, but that's okay. I was just attempting to play this Hextall CD, but that's not going to work. So why don't I just tell you who we listen to? All right, first of all, my name is Anita B, and this station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just listened to one of my new favorite Canadian bands. That would be the Sun Parlor Players. They're amazing. They are out of Leamington, Ontario, the tomato capital of Canada. And it competes with Kingsville, Ontario, as being the southernmost settlement or town in Canada, mainland, mind you. This is in Essex County, where I'm actually from. I'm from Windsor myself, but you've probably heard me tell the story. But anyways, they are close to Point Pelee. So Point Pelee is the southernmost tip of mainland Canada. And it is the site of the smallest national park in our country. Anyways, those are the Sun Parlor Players. They have a new album out. It's called Wave North. And of course, in reference to what I was talking about, we heard the song Point Pelee is the place to be. And interestingly enough, I was just there in the summer and it was the place to be. I love Point Pelee. Great beaches on Lake Erie. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Calgary band Wood Pigeon with the song Morningside. From the album, it's new, it's called Die Stadt Musikanten. That is my German for you. I almost said French. Okay, I was going to play us the Hextalls. That was not working. So what do I have here on deck? I have either the Parkas or Dragonette. So what am I in the mood for? How about some Dragonette? Let's shake things up a bit. So Dragonette, this is a band out of Toronto, and they're dance fun kind of... I don't know. You'll hear them. I like them. They're quite good. Anyways, we're going to hear song number 5. It is called Easy. And their new album, well, it's called Fixin' to Thrill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. And the lead singer, I'm trying to remember her name. It should be in here someplace. She is actually Martina Sorbara. That is her name. She is the daughter of some famous... Ontario politician. I forget who exactly, but there you go. So there's some political connection there, and there that's Dragonette. What can I tell you? It is 7:08, and today's Wednesday. I'm here until 8 with you all, and it's a nice night out, so I hope you enjoy it. Here we go, Dragonette.
If one day you break my heart, ooh, it's easy. Hard as it looks. Ask me how I never get with other guys with nicer
You're free to play with. found. You put on a good face when I wasn't around. On the east side, on the west side, they sing along when you switch on.
Right, that right there was Islands with the from the album Vapors is what I'm trying to tell you. We heard the song Switched On. There you go. Islands is a band out of Montreal, and they have a new album out. Yes, they do. All right, let's talk about who we played before that. And the band before that was an oldie. We heard something from the 2004 album Funeral. That would be, of course, Arcade Fire, another band out of Montreal. So the song we heard was, I do believe it was Crown of Love. I'm just typing in my songs here. Yes. So, yeah, that was released back in 2004. And I'll never forget seeing their show here in Vancouver at the Commodore. And I think I was pregnant at the time. I remember thinking to myself, I think this one may be one of my last rock shows for a while. And I was correct. I was right. Sadly enough, if you ever want to kill your rock career / rock life, get pregnant. That will do it. At least to most people. Some people are troopers, but I'm just too old and too, you know, worn out. Okay, before, let's see, Arcade Fire is what I'm trying to say. We heard Dragonette. And from the album Fixin' to Thrill is what we heard the song. Okay, I was doing a little chatting there, so if I seem a little distracted, I was. So I apologize. Anyways, we have 37 more minutes until Val comes in with her show, Folk Oasis. I love my Val. Oh, that would be Val Cormier, of course. She's here until 9. And then from 9 until... Or sorry, yeah, so she's here, sorry, from 8 until 10 is what I'm trying to tell you. From 10 until 11 is Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. And it's a show all about sex. So there you go. Get your sex on. All right, so we're going to move on and listen to some more Canadian music. I was attempting to get us to listen to some Hex Dolls, but there seems to be a hex on the 3 CD players that we have here. And that, I don't know. So, let's try that one more time. And if not, we've got the parkas. The parkas are awesome. So you can't go wrong with the parkas. Oh, hey, the Hex Dolls are working only on CD 2, though. That's interesting, isn't it? Okay, so the Hex Dolls. You got like, some good Canadian punk rock music here. And let's see if I can find us a song more than 1 minute. There you go. I found it. So the Hex Dolls' new album is called Get Smashed. The song we're going to hear is called I Met Her at the Rope Toe. Oh, God. These guys are hilarious. And they are locals. So they're from the Vancouver area. And they, let's see, what happened? They got the record mastered at Rain City Recorders in Burnaby. And it was recorded, however, at Mushroom Studios, which is tray cool. So Mushroom Studios apparently has a ghost. Yes. And I was in a band that recorded there. And that was the big old... you know, urban myth, the ghost. I never saw the ghost, but yes, you can find Mushroom Studios close to Granville Island, just on 2nd or 6th. I'm never sure. The road changes names. Kind of in a bend there, just as just a little bit east of the Granville Island opening. I actually drove by it today and I thought of Mushroom Studios. All right, anyways, this is the Hex Dolls. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Da da da. my heart. Today, I look out my window and I see you, and suddenly I let go.
That right there is The Hardship Post. We heard two from them. They're a band out of Halifax who were big in the mid-90s. Whoa! There we go. And yeah, The Hardship Post. This album is called Somebody Spoke. And the two songs we heard were What a Day and Garbage Truck. Now, this is interesting. This album was recorded at Detroit, Michigan's White Room Studios, which I find interesting, considering they're a band out of Halifax, right? And there's a lot going on musically in that region of Canada. So they went to the Motor City to record this. So that's cool. All right. So that was The Hardship Post. Before that, we heard two from Mao. We could hear two easily because those songs are so crazy short. From their 1996 Mint Records album, The Unforgiving Sounds of, we heard Man, What's Got a Gun, and Je Femme. That would be the three-piece band who were local at the time. Now, the superstar, who is now Nico Case, was the drummer in Mao. So that's where she really got her starts. That's where she got her chops. So I always liked Mao a lot, and they were just kind of fun and spunky and kind of just cute, goofy, and they had an edge to them. But yeah, so there you go. And then we also heard I Am the Cancer from the 92 Sloan album Smeared, which is a DGC record. And there you go. It is 7:40. My name is Anita B. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. And what was I going to tell you? Well, I have something new, so I'm pretty excited. Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes have a new album out, so I am thoroughly, thoroughly excited. This is album number, God, I don't even know. Like, I'm guessing three. I have one of theirs. And there's another one. So I'll look it up, but I think it's album number three. The new album is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. And it's on Dead Oceans label, which is out of Bloomington, Indiana. Now, Bloomington, Indiana, there's a lot going on there. I always think of John Cougar Mellencamp when I think of Bloomington, Indiana, because that was either where he was born or where he was raised. One of his towns there in southern Indiana, south central Indiana. And by the way, but lately I've been getting back into junk. Every time I hear John Cougar Mellencamp, I'm just like, I always loved him. And he still holds a good chunk of my heart. There you go. Anyways, move on. Let's talk about Frog Eyes. This is a band out of Victoria. And yeah, I just love them. They're weird. They're quirky. They're kind of angular. And their songs have a tendency to be long, like track number one here, 9 minutes and 7 seconds. And they all have, generally speaking, very odd names. So like, for example, actually, these ones aren't as weird as the other ones, but I'll give you a sampling of some of the song names. We've got Violent Psalms. We've got Styled by Dr. Roberts. Odetta's War. How about A Flower in a Glove? Now, these songs are actually shorter, shorter in title than their last album. Like those ones, I remember, like, we had, oh, I have it right here.
Got my Frog Eyes.
Got my Frog Eyes handy. Now, on the last album, which was called Tears of the Valedictorian, which was released on Scratch Records, some of the songs were like Caravan Breakers, comma, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. How about Evil Energy, comma, The Ill Twin of dot, dot, dot. These guys are just awesome. Okay, so we're going to hear the third song. This one is called Odetta's War. And there you go. I'm hoping it's awesome because I just got here today and this is the first time I've seen it in the station. So fingers crossed. All right. Frog Eyes on CITR 101.9 FM. We are located here on the campus of UBC.
Like a to Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things she been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
All right, you are listening to CITR, and we have Paul in the house. Paul is filling in for Val this week. I know Val is away, now that I just realized that. So Val is always traveling. She's a single kind of gal, that Val. So Paul is here, and he'll be doing her show in about 9 or so minutes. And let's continue on with the Canadian music. Did I tell you who we just... Oh, yeah, we just heard a really long one there from Frog Eyes. The song was Odetta's War. And let's simply move on. We're going to hear something right now from the Parkas. And it's been a slice, people. I've enjoyed my time here, as I always do. I will be back in 2 weeks to continue my Canadian music journeys. How fun. Yeah, so the Canadian music journeys will continue. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. See, I almost said Betty's Boutique. I this is so weird because I used to do a show like in 1996. What year are we in now? 2010. So 14 years ago, it was called Betty's Boutique. I almost said that. Okay, that's okay. That goes to show that I still think I'm a 25-year-old, don't I? Yes. Okay. So anyways, from the Parkas, we're going to hear something from their new album. We're going to hear the song, let's say, song number 2 sounds good to me. It's called Isolation Pay. The name of the album is called You Should Have Killed Us When You Had the Chance. CITR is the station. All right. See you all soon.
Let's jump. coming up. It's the same bridge it was in the evening. Temperature has dropped. Now it's just sort of freezing, raining. I'm looking left and right, and it's always the darkest on that side. The sun is coming up, always the coldest on that side. 'Cause you know how to get the most out of it. The sun is coming out, it's the same bridge. Just sort of freezing, raining. 'Cause you know how to get the most. You know how to get the most out of it.
To